Premier Danielle Smith has pivoted on her plan to amend the Alberta Human Rights Act to protect the rights of unvaccinated Albertans. Instead, the Premier is asking Alberta businesses to reconsider their vaccine mandates. Joining us to talk about it is Luca Cerda, who is a senior associate at Samfiro Tumarkin LLP. Good morning to you, Luke. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Sue. Happy to be here.
Do companies have the right to enforce these vaccine mandates if they so choose on their employees?
That's a good question. One for the courts, I'll tell you. And it seems to be going both ways. I think as the vaccine science or has evolved, though, it seems less and less likely, in my view, that employers can continue to have vaccine mandates. Just as an example, AHS has eliminated its vaccine mandates even for new hires back in May, citing the fact that, you know, these vaccines had not really helped prevent the spread of COVID. So we have, you know, pretty drastic changes to employment for some people who are unvaccinated based on something that actually isn't supported by the science. So less and less these days would I say that if an employer came out with a vaccine mandate today, that it would be enforceable. No, I don't think that would be the case.
All right, let's move things directly into your world, Luke. What are the legal concerns regarding the premier directly going to businesses, you know, basically this message to businesses to reconsider company vaccine mandates? Is there a legal concern there?
Well, I mean, basically, I don't know if there's really an issue there with the premier picking up the phone and calling to discuss the science behind the, you know, whether these vaccines have been effective. So basically, the government throughout the pandemic has been putting out directives and recommendations on how to proceed with health and safety measures and all of that. But I don't think that, you know, contacting businesses really creates something new. It's just directly talking to the businesses.
How about the legal side of whether the province can legally withhold government support for a business, an organization that might still have a vaccine mandate in place? Are they able to do that legally?
That, yes, is legal. So basically, the government, you know, basically has power through two ways, which of course is writing laws, as everyone knows, and that those laws can always be challenged through the court. And then they have power through their ability to spend. And that is much less likely to be reviewed by a court. So that's essentially something that is kind of unfettered. The provinces can spend their money the way they like.
Can we look at any other examples, Luke? Is Alberta a complete standalone, or are there other provinces kind of taking this approach from the top?
No, I think this is Alberta's unique thing. As far as I know, I think other provinces are still talking about being cautious about that. But I think Alberta is kind of staking its own claim here in contacting businesses directly and in moving along towards eliminating vaccine mandates and moving past vaccine mandates and moving back in towards a normal pre-pandemic life.
Luke, thanks so much for your time this morning and discussing it with you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. No problem.
Thank you. Luke Cerda is a senior associate at Samfiro Tumarkin LLP.